June 26, 1932 Sublimeness and Power of Sacrifice. How God, when He wants to give a great good, asks for the sacrifice of the creature. Example of Noah and of Abraham. I was doing my round in the divine will, to trace everything it has done, so as to make its acts my own and be able to say, I was and I am with you, and I do what you do. So, what is mine is yours, and what the saints have done by virtue of you is also mine, because you are the fount that spreads everywhere and produces all goods. And while I was going around, I reached that point of the history of the world when God asked of Noah the sacrifice of building the ark. And I offered that sacrifice as if it were my own, to ask for the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. But while I was doing this, blessed Jesus, making me pause at that point of history, told me, My daughter, all the good of the history of the world is founded upon the sacrifice that is wanted of creatures by my supreme will. And the greater the sacrifice that we ask of her, the more good we enclose in it. And we ask for these great sacrifices when, because of their sins, they deserve that the world be destroyed, making the new life of creatures come out from within the sacrifice, in place of the destruction. Now, you must know that at that point of the history of the world creatures deserved to exist no more, all should have perished. Noah, by accepting our mandate and by exposing himself to the great sacrifice, and for so many years, of building the ark, bought back the world and all the future generations. As he went on sacrificing himself for so prolixious a time, of hardships, of toils, of sweat, so did he pour out the coins, not of gold or silver, but of his whole being in act of following our volition. In this way he put in enough coins to be able to buy back what was about to be destroyed. So, if the world still exists, they owe it to Noah, who, with his sacrifices and by doing our will the way we wanted him to do it, saved man and everything that was to serve man. A prolixious sacrifice, wanted by God, says great things universal good, sweet chain that binds God and men. We ourselves don't feel like escaping from the maze of this chain so long that the creature forms for us by a prolixious sacrifice. On the contrary, it is so sweet and dear to us, that we let ourselves be bound by her, as she herself best pleases. Now, by his prolixious sacrifice, Noah bought back the continuation of the human generations. After another length of time of the history of the world, Abraham came, and Arvolatwin commanded him to sacrifice his own son. This was a hard sacrifice for a poor father. It can be said that God put the man to the test and demanded a proof that was inhuman and almost impossible to execute. But God has the right to ask whatever He wants in any sacrifice He wants. Poor Abraham, he was put in such constraints that his heart bled, and he felt death within himself, and the fatal blow that he was to strike over his only son. The sacrifice was exuberant. So much so, that our paternal goodness wanted the execution of it, but not the completion, knowing that he could not have lived, he would have died of grief after an act so harrowing, of killing his own son, because it was an act that surpassed the strengths of his nature. But Abraham accepted everything, he was heedless of everything, either of his son or of his very self, while feeling consumed with sorrow in his own son. If our volition, just as it commanded it, had not prevented the fatal act, even though he would have died together with his beloved son, he would still have accomplished the sacrifice wanted by us. Now, this sacrifice, wanted by us, was great, exuberant and unique in the history of the world. Well then, this very sacrifice elevated him so high, that he was constituted by us head and father of the human generations. And by the sacrifice of sacrificing his son, he poured out coins of blood and of intense sorrow to buy back the future Messiah, for the Jewish people and for all. In fact, after the sacrifice of Abraham, we made ourselves heard often in the midst of creatures, that which we did not do before. The sacrifice had the virtue of drawing us closer to them. And we formed the prophets, up to the time when the longed-for Messiah came. Now, after another most extensive length of time, wanting to give the kingdom of our will, we wanted the sacrifice on which to set it, such that, while the earth is flooded by sins and deserves to be destroyed, the sacrifice of the creature buys it back for us, and with her sacrifice and in her sacrifice, she calls back the divine will to reign, and makes the new life of my volition be reborn in the world in the midst of creatures. Here, then, I asked for the prolixious sacrifice of your life, sacrificed in her bed. And this was nothing, because other souls have remained in a bed of pain. But it was the new cross, which I have not asked of and given to anyone, that was to form your daily martyrdom, and you know what it is, since many times you have lamented to me about it. Daughter, when I want to give a great good, a new good to creatures, I give new crosses, and I want a new and unique sacrifice, a cross for which the human can give itself no reason. But there is my divine reason, that man is obliged to not investigate, but to lower his forehead and adore it. And besides, this was about the kingdom of my will, and my love had to invent and want new crosses and sacrifices never before received, to be able to find prelix, the prop, the strength, sufficient coins, and an extremely long chain to let itself be bound by the creature. And the sure sign, when we want to give a great and universal good in the world, is to ask of a creature a great sacrifice, and prolixity in it. These are the assurances and certainties of the good that we want to give. And when we find one who accepts, we make him a portent of grace, and in his sacrifice we form the life of that good that we want to give. So, my will wants to form its kingdom in the sacrifice of the creatures, surround itself with it in order to be secure, and, by her, three, sacrifice, undo the human will and erect its own. And with this, she comes to form many coins of divine light before our divinity, to buy back the kingdom of our divine will and give it to the human generations. Therefore, do not be surprised at your long sacrifice, or by what we have disposed and do in you it was necessary to our will. Nor should you be concerned because you do not see and hear in others the effects of your sacrifice. It is necessary that with your sacrifice you make the deed of purchase with our divinity. And once you have settled with God, the purchase is assured, in due time, with certainty, the kingdom of the divine volition will have life, because the purchase of it was made by the sacrifice of one who belongs to the human family. Fiat.